This is our 10th and final session of the forum, of the Breaking Free Forum. And I want to thank Chaim from GYE, who has helped us put this together, and Bechor, who has served as a co-moderator. And and today we're going to learn the pulse of life. The pulse of life is a meditation, very powerful. Sorry. Very significant one that has helped many, many people. In dealing with their anxiety and subduing their urges, which seem to be so uncontrollable. And it's a meditation where you use your pulse. And for those of you who know how to find your pulse, you can actually take a few moments now to make sure you know how to find it. For those of you who have never had the opportunity to find your pulse, I certainly reassure you that it's there. You will find it, if you can see me, best places under the thumb, you'll feel some veins. And if you put your thumb gently there, from your other hand, you will be able to have a sense of your pulse, very faint beat. And even if you can't find it now, since this is going to be recorded, follow the meditation the way I'm providing it, and then you'll learn to find it and redo the experience while using your pulse. I think that one of the great advantages of the pulse of life is to quiet the ongoing sense of tension that individuals who have challenges with their urges. It's an ongoing tension because one never knows when it's going to hit you. Or even if you know you're going to be in a situation and you're trying to subdue it, there's that feeling of tension. And in general, there can be an intense feeling of anxiety when you're trapped in these urges and challenges, because who knows where they're going to lead and what effect they're going to have on you and others around you. Why the power of the pulse? The pulse is a sensory experience. The pulse is real. It's the sound of life throbbing through your body. And in an attempt to quiet anxiety and urges and put yourself into a calmer, more tranquil state of mind, you need a sensory experience which the pulse provides. The pulse also represents the body. And in the meditation, you will hear this, because this meditation is a dialogue between body and soul, which you will hear between your pulse and the white light, which I'll describe to you shortly. And once you learn to use the pulse and you practice it every day, you'll find a very dramatic change in your internal life. This is not something you're suppressing, you're not fighting. You're discovering an inner river, the source of your being, of your physical and spiritual existence. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about the pulse now. I prefer to do it. And maybe later I'll discuss with you how I came to discover the pulse of life exercise. I would like to take 1 minute of silence for you to attempt to find your pulse. There are three places that you can find it. One is on your wrist, using your thumb, placing your thumb on the indentation beneath the thumb of your other hand. And people say, well, you shouldn't take your pulse that way, because you don't know whether you're feeling the pulse in your thumb or your wrist. Here the goal is not to take your pulse. Here the goal is to feel your pulse. That's one possibility. Another possibility is to touch the carotid artery in your neck, and which is, I guess if you know where it is, you'll find it. And if you don't, you have to experiment. And lastly, you'll find a sensation of your pulse on your temples, on the side of your temples. You'll feel a gentle bulge of the veins, kind of if you wear glasses, so that's where the frames of the glasses, not the glass themselves, but the side of the glasses that hold the glasses in place, right above that you'll feel this bulge, and if you touch it gently, there's a good chance you'll feel your pulse. So we're going to take another half a minute or so, and if you can't find it, there's no reason to feel disappointed, because you're going to have a recording of this available to you, and then you can experiment or ask someone who knows how to teach you where to find it. Could be somebody who's a nurse, a doctor, a friend who does medical procedures. Okay, I think this is a good time to begin. Okay, so with that, let's begin the pulse of life experience. So I'd like you to close your eyes and feel your pulse. Some of you are listening by phone. Perhaps you could put it on speaker. And feel the gentle cadence beat of your pulse. And I'd like you to silently count 5 beats of your pulse, and then take a nice, easy, full breath. And I'd like you to repeat that procedure once again, counting 5 beats of your pulse, followed by a nice, easy, full breath. And I'd like you to repeat the procedure 3 more times now. So all in all, you will have counted your pulse 5 times. Each time, 5 beats count, followed by a full breath. And permit the 5th and final breath to be fuller and deeper than the previous breaths. And I'd like you now to imagine that on your forehead, at the top of your head, right, kind of right, where if a man wears his tefillin, so either in your forehead or on top of your forehead, I'd like you to imagine that there's a warm, gentle, white light. And this white light could be maybe even a candle that's burning, but burning with a gentle flame that can be touched. It's a soft, warm flame. Or it could be a satiny kind of white, warm pillow. Or perhaps even a cloud. But whatever you may envision it as, or understand that in your mind we have an neshama. The neshama exists throughout our body, but the primary residence of the neshama is in our minds. And this neshama has many aspirations, many hopes and dreams for you to have a life filled with love, of loyalty, to have children to love, a person to love, to be free of anything that imprisons you, to enable you to make a great contribution to the world, that your life has purpose and meaning, that you have a life that's secure and calm and growing and close to Hashem. That you have success in all of your meaningful endeavors, and you appreciate your purpose and mission in this world. These are just a few of the aspirations of the white light, of the neshama in your mind. And I'd like you to be aware once again of your pulse. Because as your pulse beats, you realize that the neshama draws the life force from the heavens. And the life force from the heavens goes from your neshama into your very physical being. And the pulse that you feel is the recipient of this life force. It's an inner river of miracles traveling throughout your body, feeding trillions and trillions of cells, giving each cell life, knowing exactly what to give and when to give and how to give and when to give, with incredible precision. And this miracle of miracles that goes on within you, every moment of your life, from the day you come into this world and until the day you leave it, is the sound of this inner river, which we call the pulse. But the pulse has another dimension. The pulse is also a messenger of the heart. So when you're aroused, your pulse accelerates. When you're excited, your pulse accelerates. When you have uncontrollable urges, your pulse accelerates. And it sends blood through different parts of your body, causing your organs to act in different ways. Your heart can speed up. Your breathing can become shallow. Your reproductive organs can be affected. It happens so quickly and so dramatically. It's quite overwhelming how the pulse sends blood throughout the body, dependent on how excited, energized it may feel. And sometimes this can lead to urges which cannot be controlled, excitement that can't be subdued. And we know where all this leads. And we want so much to quiet it down, to take back control of our lives, not to be overwhelmed, not to be taken prisoner, not to be hijacked. So I'd like you to imagine that your pulse, which represents your physical being, looks up to the white light, the neshama, the spiritual dimension of your existence, and says, "You white light, you have so much wisdom, so much tranquility, so much awareness and love and caring and humanness. I lack these. Teach me how to be more subdued, how to feel your tranquility, your serenity." I surrender myself to you, says the white, the pulse to the white light. Whatever I have to do to place myself at the altar, imagine yourself perhaps in the base of Migdash, bringing a sacrifice of an animal for something you've done, and you know this animal represents you, bringing yourself close to Hashem. This is your way of retrieving your connection to Hashem. Imagine yourself surrendering to the white light, surrendering to the tranquility, to the peacefulness. And as you imagine yourself surrendering, imagine